following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Gifts and smoking accessories are on sale right now at reduced prices, including a large selection of Woodwick candles, vaporizers from Puffkin, Grenco, Wolf, and Stealth Hybrid, shirts, hats, and adult novelty gifts. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. Here in the midst of the holiday season coming up on today's episode, this episode 148, by God. We got some music for you. Finally, the Fast Mothers will make an appearance on the program this time out. Great tune we're going to play for you from their brand new record that is out in stores now. Songs from the Magic Room. We'll get into that here in just a little while. Last week, of course, we had a real special little thing there with Earl Banks and Ashley Bishop. We had to get that on there because it was just such a really cool moment. We needed to get that on. So, you know, hey, why not? But here we are in the midst of the holiday season, and this is kind of what I wanted to get into. I know I may have done this last year or year before or at some point, but there's a war. There's a war on Christmas, apparently. It's laughable. It really is, because it has become let's take a look at it here for a moment here. The Christmas season, as you know, is the largest worldwide holiday celebrated. It really is. And it has a very interesting history to it. I was reading a little bit of a segment of a book that is available out there, and it's an interesting read. It's called Christmas in the Crosshairs by Jerry Bowler. 2,000 years of denouncing and defending the world's most celebrated holiday. It's available through Oxford University Press. You can find it at Amazon. I'm not shilling for them by any means, but nevertheless, it's something to consider, because as the news media would have you believe, there is this idea that we're going to now, the president-elect is now saying that it's going to be Merry Christmas. It's going to be huge. I can't do a Trump very well, but everything is Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. There's no happy holidays with him, because he's bound and determined to make sure that the alt-right, the Nazi party, if you will, and I'll say it, that's exactly who supports this guy. And if you're one of the people that voted for him and thinking that I'm way off, then I may have lost some of my listeners, and that's all well and good. I personally just there's a lot to be said here for this guy's history of hatred, and this is all part of it. And it's not so much him, it's the people that support him, and they're the ones that have been fighting for years about this supposed war on Christmas. And that's just it. The idea that the reason of the season is about Jesus and all that. That's absolutely correct. That's why it's called Christmas. It's two words, Christ Mass. And yes, for those that are Christians, this is that holiday. It celebrates the birth of Jesus. That's what that is. But what people fail to understand, or what a lot of these people fail to understand, is that we live in a country, in the United States of America, that it always has been, a melting pot of various cultures and beliefs and religion. There's a lot of differences out there. People believe in different things. People have different thoughts about certain things. As I've said this before, I have friends who are Jewish. I have Muslim friends, I've mentioned this to some people who have found that to be completely ridiculous. Why would you be friends with a Muslim? They're just going to kill you. What the fuck? I mean, why do you think like that? The big fight always happens right around Thanksgiving, when there's, and this is always the first salvo of the yearly battle, if you want to call it that, because this really is a joke. But the whole idea of a war on Christmas is a joke. But the first salvo is always fired about the time when people discover that Starbucks is about to release their holiday cups for their coffee. You know, the cardboard cup, the ubiquitous cardboard cup that people get their shitty coffee with. And it is. It's not my personal opinion. I think their coffee is horrible. But the cup in the past has, well, it's been very secular, and it's been a red cup. And it may have an image of a snowflake on it, or it might have a snowman. I think it was a couple of years back, there was a cup that was released that did not have any Christmas ornaments on it. And boy, there were people who were hollering from the mountaintops. How could you do this? You're not celebrating Christmas, blah, blah, blah. Look, you know, back to the reason for the holiday, the reason for this celebration is it is, a by and large, a religious holiday. Quite frankly, it was put at this time of year in hopes of swaying certain pagan individuals from getting away from the worshiping of the sun, because the winter solstice happens on the, I believe, the 21st, 22nd, depending on how the calendar falls. The idea that they put this holiday there is to get them to, well, if you're celebrating that anyway, you might as well go ahead and just add this to the thing. And it was a way of converting those that were not Christian into following their faith. And over the past 2,000 years, as we've known, there have been, it's the whole join or die type thing. You will celebrate our holiday or we'll kill you. There was a lot of that, you know. Let's just look at the Spanish Inquisition for starters. But I'm not going to get too deep into all of that, because that would be just ludicrous. So it always starts in the popular culture around here, that people get worked up about a coffee company that doesn't put their religious images onto their coffee cups, because they're trying to appease everybody, as I mentioned. And the whole, you won't say Merry Christmas, therefore you're going to burn in hell. It's, you know, look, man, let's be honest here. Let's be completely wide open about this. I could give a shit about the holiday. It's not anything to do with religion anymore, unless you belong to a church. It really isn't about that anymore. There may be some subtle overtones about it, but let's be fair. Black Friday is when it all starts, and it's the browbeating. It's the amount of commercialism that has been thrown into this thing. Granted, I'm probably speaking to the choir here, but it's spending money you don't have on presents that nobody wants for people who won't give a shit. That's not my quote. That came from somebody else, and I paraphrased it, I know. But that's what it has turned into. And you don't see this type of thing from the Christians around Easter. They don't get freaked out about Easter. And there's really nothing that really happens. We sell a lot of ham at Easter. Remember the whole thing about pork, you know. But, you know, it's the way a lot of Christian people, and I'm being hard on Christians because, quite frankly, they're being hard on the rest of us. The idea behind this country and its First Amendment rights of freedom of speech, of freedom of religion, it also includes, even though it's not specifically written, there's also a freedom from religion as well. The separation of church and state is why this is important, because if you have political leaders, those that are going to be creating and writing laws and trying to enforce those laws based on religious ideals and texts, that becomes a problem. That becomes a big problem. This is why you have wars, and you have an incredibly, you have incredible positions that are laid out for people that they can't live under, because it doesn't fit their points of view. If you look at things like Sharia law in the Middle East, that's a good idea. It's a good analogy, if you will, is that there are people who have created laws based in their religion that they enforce onto their people, whether it's livable or not, and it becomes its own buffet. And that's the thing about religion, is it does become its own buffet for people. There's not one religious order out there that can possibly live up to their own ideals. It's not possible. it even says so in any religious text that human beings are not perfect, nor will they ever be perfect. You are inherently full of sin, as they put it. Oh, Rick, you're just being blasphemous. Perhaps I am, but I also come from a world where I question everything. I question people's motives primarily. Why are people acting this way? Why are people doing the things that they do? Why do people find it necessary to get involved in other people's business when it has nothing to do with that person in the first place? That's part of the problem. This creates angst. It creates animosity. It creates hatred. It creates a cloud that makes it difficult for the rest of us to live because, as I have pointed out before, when I have gotten into conversations with people, specifically through social media, and I may say something, oh, happy holidays. Oh, it's Merry Christmas. Oh, God, I've heard that. Oh, my God. People get worked up about it, especially the people that believe that there is, in fact, an actual war on Christmas. And you say, well, oh, happy holidays to you. And they go, oh, no, it's Merry Christmas, God damn it. I've heard that. I've heard that a lot. And what's the point? Why does it have to be like that? The reason why there are so many people that are kind of sick and tired of this whole Christmas bullshit is because there's been too many religious people who have been trying to run it down our throat, and they've been doing it for nearly 2,000 years. And it's not just a, hey, brother, let me tell you about this, or have you thought about that? It's not like that. It's like this, you will do this. You Here's something that people won't really discuss much. The annual sales of Christmas trees is dropping some. It's slight, but it is. It drops. It drops a little bit each year. Because subsequent generations, as they get older, are realizing that they don't want to go through the hassle of the tree. Granted, around here at our house, at our home, peek into my life, my wife and I, we have a tree, but we have an artificial tree. That could be a lot of it, too, is that people may be buying some more of those trees. I haven't seen the numbers on the sales of artificial trees. Perhaps they remain fairly steady because they tend to last a while. You know, you don't replace them every year. And it's not necessarily a good thing for the environment to be chopping down trees every year just to put one in your house for a few days and let it die in your home and, you know, become a fire hazard. That could be a problem. And there's some of us who tend to get a little sneezy around them. I'm one of them, but I'm okay with it. It's fine. Look, I make no mistake before I go any further with this is that I am not out here to attack you or your beliefs or your thoughts or your points of view. What I am here to attack is your motives. And the motives of which are those who consistently want to ram it down everybody else's throats when it's like, you know, I don't really care. I don't give a shit about any of this. It means nothing. I celebrate my holidays and my beliefs privately. That's the way I believe it should be done. You do what you do. I do what I do. Neither the two shall meet. If we happen to agree on a few things, maybe we'll have a nice little quiet private discussion about it. But beyond that, it's nobody's business. But we have made it a point to do that. I was going through my Facebook feed earlier, just a little while ago, and the alt-right stuff that has leaked onto my page, I wound up having to go through, and I'm unfollowing people because of it. It's like, okay, I get it. I see where you're at. But because people don't necessarily believe in the exact same things that you think or believe, doesn't mean that I'm right or wrong. We all have our opinions. And it's thus we should keep them all to ourselves, perhaps. Let's take a look, for example, from this book I was telling you about, Christmas in the Crosshairs by Jerry Bowler. There was, if you want to talk about a war on Christmas, I'm going to read you something here, a little bit from this. There's a version of Silent Night that came out in the late 30s. And here's how some of the lyrics go. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Adolf Hitler is Germany's star, showing us greatness and glory afar, bringing us Germans the might. In Russia, there was a time when children were told that Santa Claus didn't bring them Christmas, that it was Stalin that did it. there was a long time in this country, it wasn't until it was 1828, I believe it was, when it all changed here, according to what I'm looking at here, that prior to 1828, or in the early 19th century, celebrations here in this country and parts of Europe, mind you, Christmas became a very rowdy and violent thing. A lot of it was the middle and lower classes upset at the upper class, and it's not a new phenomenon by any means. But a bunch of the working class people, the stiffs, if you will, they got a holiday. They were drunk, and they were out, you know, as you would put it, singing Christmas carols, going door to door. But they would invade people's homes. They would eat their food. They would drink their liquor. That was where this came from. Hello, there's a tradition there. It came from a bunch of drunks coming into your home. They were going to tear your house apart if you didn't let them in, and they wanted to eat your food. They wanted to drink your liquor. That's if you were in the top 1%, mind you. And you were there to do that. That was the wassailing, if you will. And a lot of times the rich people knew this was coming, so they would make a punch, the wassail, and they would let these people have that. So in 1828, after Andrew Jackson's election had prompted fears of mobocracy, lower class revelers had worked their way down the Bowery with drums and whistles, screamed, shouted outside a fancy dress ball, ended the evening by smashing up a black church and chasing worshipers through the streets. And then in 1843, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol was published. And what that did, it was such a popular story, it put Christmas back into this warm, more calm point of view. Then Thomas Nast, of course, the great illustrator, drew the very famous Santa Claus as we now know him. Up until then, it was something very different. And this is what today's Christmas warriors really want to hang on to. This is what they want. They want that. They don't want the violence and the river. They want everybody to just sit down and shut up and you will celebrate our holiday whether you like it or not, which is completely and totally biased. I'll say it. It is. It's biased. To those of my Jewish friends that are out there listening, happy Hanukkah. It's a beautiful celebration. The Hanukkah celebration is, to me, one of the most wonderful family-oriented spiritual celebrations that exist. I think it is absolutely delightful. It's wonderful. It's a great thing. Christmas has its fun too. Don't get me wrong. I grew up in the old, and I think back on it. What it was like for me as a child and to celebrate that holiday, there was the magic and there was the wonderment and there was all this stuff. And then it comes that point where we all go through it, all of us adults, that you just, you know, the magic is not necessarily there so much. It's not as sweet and innocent as it used to be, because we've all grown up and lost that innocence. And so if you have children, you rekindle that, you force that out, and it finds out, you find out that magic of that secular Christmas, it has nothing to do with the religion end of it, but the Santa Claus and the reindeer and all the things that go with it. We rekindle that ourselves for our children because we want them to have that. At least we used to. Sometimes I wonder about how certain families treat their children. I see it throughout the year and then wonder what Christmas must be like for them. It may not be that good. It may not be that nice. It may not be that wise. There is the idea that since commercialism has taken so much of it, we have to give our children so much of the things that they are demanding and wanting. And it's the hot new toy, or it's the hot new pair of pants, or it's whatever the case may be, that it has become about possession and ownership of things that these, you know, instead of here's a gift because I care about you, it's here's this because you want it. And that's not really the giving part of the holiday that I think should be celebrated. It really isn't. And too many people are making such a big deal about this. And that's what's sad, and it's upsetting. I used to really like Christmas. I used to like this time of year. I don't anymore. I've tried to do much better this year. Last year was probably the worst of it because I just hated it. It was just, just couldn't stand it. And Christmas music and I don't get along. And here's a little side note about Christmas music in general. The reason why people either love it or hate it, there's no middle ground with Christmas music. It's because it was written sort of like a child's song. It was a children's type song because children would sing these songs on average. And by virtue of that, it became very hooky, and they were earworms, if you will. They would get stuck in your head. And after a while, people would find themselves singing Deck the Halls. Sorry about that. And it would get stuck in your head, and you would become sort of annoyed about that fact that that song was there, and it's just annoying the absolute dog shit out of you. That's the problem. For people like me that don't particularly care for it. Now, I've heard some really cool Christmas songs that are new that I like. I have them at Radio Memphis, as a matter of fact, and we do play them, and they're wonderful, and they're nice, and there's a story that goes with these songs, and a lot of times those stories are glossed over. We forget about that. Am I saying that Christmas should be about Santa Claus? No. Should it be entirely about Jesus and Christianity? Not necessarily. That's your business. That is your business. It's not anybody else's. You celebrate it as you see fit. But the reason why this holiday has become such a I don't know, it's such a pain in the ass for a lot of people is because of it just doesn't stop. The hammering of it over the back of people's heads, ramming it down people's throats. You got to do this. You got to have this. Whoever is the person that is involved behind the creation of fruitcake should have been burned at the stake, quite frankly. That is the nastiest shit on the planet, which is weird because my wife loves it. And she won't make it, but she loves it. And she's picky about her fruitcake, which I find really amusing. And there's certain little traditions like that that can be fun. There's the Christmas party or the holiday party, however you choose to put it. And that's just it. If I want to say happy holidays to you, I will say happy holidays. I may not even say Merry Christmas to you at all.
Well, you're just taking Christ out of the Christmas thing. It's not making it religious. You heathen.
Let's take a look at the word holiday. The first part of that word, holy day? Hey, it's a holy day. And it became holiday. So before you get on your high horse about them taking Jesus out of your holiday, you just remember that's the way you want to celebrate it. It doesn't have to be anybody else's. Here's a little tradition I have, and every family has theirs. I'll share with you mine. And this is a personal tradition. I don't even drag anybody else into this. This is what I do on my own, right? This is all I ask for myself. This is what I do. Now that I have somehow managed to survive the age of innocence and turned into the, I don't know, the despicable human being that I have probably turned out to be now. Christmas Eve is a very nice time. It's a lovely evening because that's when it really starts. It's the evening when the sun goes down, which is relatively early, and people are enjoying themselves and they're excited for the next day of Christmas Day. Christmas Eve is where it's really all at, that evening, perhaps sitting by a nice fire. Nice cocktail in one's hand. You're comfortable. You're with your friends, your family. Primarily your family. Nice bite to eat. You're blessed. You've been able to have a nice hot dinner. Nice roof over your head. It's cold as hell outside, perhaps, depending on where you live. You're safe. You're comfortable. And you're with your family. If you have that family. If you don't have family, then perhaps you find your friends and you spend time with them. But at midnight, on Christmas Eve, as we move into the moment of Christmas, I will step outside, cocktail in hand. And I'll look up into the sky and hope that I can see some stars, perhaps. Maybe just a moment I might look back into my own past and perhaps find that little bit of magic that made the holiday worth it. And I just sort of utter a little prayer to the universe that maybe this time, we can all just stop and find a little bit of peace. That's all I ask for. I ask for it every year. Sometimes we get it, sometimes we don't. But every Christmas Eve at midnight, I do the same thing. If you'd like to do that yourself, feel free to do so. I'll think about it. I'll think about it at midnight on Christmas Eve. Perhaps you have. And if you haven't, that's fine. That's your business. It's just something that I found that, to me, as I wind my evening, that little moment at midnight. I don't take the wife with me. I just go outside. I go outside. I don't do it in the house. I go outside. A covered patio, a porch, wherever, if it's raining or snowing or whatever the case may be. And just take a moment and breathe in the air and make that little wish. And that's what I wish for all of you who have been a part of this program for 148 weeks, that when Christmas comes, you'll have peace too. That would be a good thing. Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Great deals on gifts and smoking accessories can be found right now at Wizards. Check out the large selection of Woodwick candles with new lower prices, vaporizers, shirts, hats, and so much more. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Perhaps it's a little too early to even think about what, a year in review might be like. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Maybe we don't want to look back at 2016. This could be that year where we've decided we're just not going to discuss this. It was a rough year for a lot of folks, but that's just it. I mean, even though there was a lot of bad things that happened in 2016, a lot of death. That's just the way things operate. There's life and then there's death. But one thing that hasn't happened that you don't hear much about is that there's been some pretty positive things that have come out of 2016. Not many, but there's been a few. By and large, culturally, it's been a tough one. Every year we seem to be stepping further and further down into this madness. But I don't know. Is it too late to look at that? Should we even look back at 2016? Should we? I don't know. We'll get into that.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
All right, kids, it's time to get into a little bit of music. These guys I have worked with on and off for many, many years, at least as long as Radio Memphis has been. Actually, before then, back when I was at the other station. They've got their current record out now. It's an absolutely delightful listen. I highly recommend you pick you up a copy of it. It's called From the Room of Magic Tunes. The band is called The Fast Mothers. They are known as the Southern Heavyweight Champions of Rock and Roll. they're a great bunch of guys. They're a lot of fun. You can find them online at thefastmothers.com, where you can get the record that I'm speaking of, and you can find other places that you can pick it up. It's available in all the usual outlets like iTunes and Amazon and everywhere else. But here's a track from it. This is a great song. It's called Lay It On Down, and here it is from Radioland. It's The Fast Mothers. The Fast Mothers from Radioland, from the Room of Magic Tunes. Lay It On Down was the name of the track there. There's a video for another song. You can find it on their website. The video is called New Stacks. It's a really clever video, very cool thing. It's a good look at the city of Memphis if you've never really seen it, and it's a well-done video. If you want to find it, go to thefastmothers.com, and you can see it. It was the first single off that record, and New Stacks, and it's great stuff. And I'm also under the impression that these fellows are back in the studio here fairly soon. We've got some new stuff coming from them next year, so some good stuff there. So there you go, kids. With that, I'm done. I'm out of here. I've got things to do, things to get into. I didn't really want this particular episode to be that heavy. I just perspective sometimes is what we need. And if I have the ability to sit down and kind of drive us all back into that, this is where we should be in a perspective way, or at least I think this is where we should be. And maybe that's a good thing. And I'm not trying to run anything down anybody's throat by any means, but it's like, let's all step back a little bit. Let's retreat into ourselves for just a moment and see how we fit into the whole world. That's really kind of the hook of this whole thing. So there is that. The schedule will continue through the holidays. I know that this thing is released on Sundays, which means that there will be a new episode on Christmas Day and a new episode on New Year's Day. So that will happen. So you do have that going for you. So this show just continues to just stream right along. So there it is. Y'all take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. For God's sake, please, please stop shooting each other. All right? We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.